now, let's find out what's making news in the UK. Thanks to Ballycarra Retirement Living and Aged Care, the village of friends. Visit ballycarra.com.
Enda Brady from Sky News UK. What is making news in your part of the world is what's making news around the planet. It's still to do with the London attacks. They've named the attacker.
Yeah, he's 52 years old. Can you believe that, Ben? 52. Khalid Massoud, British born. He was born in Kent, which is just the county just east of London. Strong connections to the Birmingham area. He seems to have been living there for quite some time. They've made 8 arrests now. And the investigation really will be focusing on just, you know, how did this guy get radicalized at 52? He was known to the intelligence services previously. He had minor convictions for assault and petty kind of criminal offenses. But 52, you know, we've seen people radicalized before. They've been 18, 19, 20, 21. This guy's 52 years old, married, an English teacher, and he had 3 children. So I think the intelligence services will be very, very curious about just who this guy has been mixing with, where he has been, and who else has been helping him.
There was a suggestion, Enda, because he did spend some time behind bars, a suggestion that he may have been radicalised whilst in prison.
Yeah, and that is a big issue here. It really, really is that young men go into prison, and I've spoken to people who've been inside, and I've asked them, you know, why do you end up spending so much time with these Islamist extremists in prison, and they give various different answers. And one guy said to me, look, he said, prison is boring. You get to pray 5 times a day and the food is much better. And that was as blunt as he was. And it shocked me, but that sometimes is how simple these things begin with. 5 times a day you get to pray and the food is better. And then people are getting inside their heads and situations like this unfold. That's just one theory. We'll let the police do their investigative work, but it's been a week of terror. It's been horrible, a horrible, horrible few days here, Ben. And incredibly, you know, London keeps going. Back to work, Parliament was back to business as usual, and the tubes, everything's working, and I think an awful lot of people will just keep going because, that, you know, in tribute to PC Keith Palmer and everyone else that died, that's what they have to do.
Yeah, exactly. Look at the weekend to do that now after getting through Friday. Enda, thank you. You stay safe. Enda Brady from Sky News in the UK.